Middle East do not pass through northern Indian airspace. This announcement follows the outbreak of the Indian-Pakistan war on Wednesday morning, May 7, 2025. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kegelisahan dalam hatiku yang selama ini tak menentu.
Tak ada ragu dalam hatiku, pastikan aku jadi cintamu. Seiring waktu yang telah berlalu, mungkin kau yang terakhir untukku. Semua untukmu akan ku berikan seluruh cintaku. Janganlah engkau berubah dalam menyayangi dan memahamiku. Pegang tanganku, genggam jariku, rasakan semua hangat diriku.
Oh, mengalir tulus untuk cintamu. Tak ada yang lain di hatiku. Oh,
akan kulakukan semua untukmu. Akan kuberikan seluruh cintaku. Janganlah engkau berubah.
Kan semua untukmu, or I'll do Everything for You by Ran. It's a romantic song made popular by the Indonesian music group, of course, Ran, released on April 18th, 2011, as part of their album Hope 3, or Hope. It is a modern remake of a song originally sung by Fatur and Adila in the 90s. And of course, just from the lyrics and also the title of the song, I'll Do Everything For You, it expresses a deep devotion and commitment from someone who is willing to do anything for the person they love. And I really want to talk about this because if you guys are familiar with me, Unika, if I'm being the host of Indonesia Today, I love to play a song about intense devotion and also intense love story. And I really think that this song capture the devotion of someone when you are deeply in love. Yes, and I think when you are deeply in love, or a lot of Indonesian people call it as bucin or budak cinta, translate to English is actually love slave. Yeah, if you are a bucin, usually you are willing to do anything for the one you love. Sometimes it could be a good thing, but sometimes it could be a bad thing. Remember, VOI listeners, something that is too much cannot be good. So make sure if you love someone, it's okay if you want to be bucin, but not too much. Now I'll be playing you another song from Hi-Fi Kereta Kencan just after this spot.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Lembar jalin asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta, menjadi teman baikku, kemudikan bahagia, ataupun tempat terlindung bersama air mata. Come on.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, we present a keroncong song called Hati Yang Terluka or Broken Heart by Keroncong Biru. The song, popularized by Bruri Marantika, was released in 1999. The song, created by Arianto, tells the story of the destruction of love due to being hurt by someone you love. The song lyrics vividly depict the pain that one experiences when the expected love doesn't materialize. The song also creates a powerful image of loss and longing. Listeners can feel the depth of the hurt with each verse recounting a grueling emotional journey. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Biru with the song Hati Yang Terluka. Happy listening.
Darimu, ku
show, there is Lingzhi Wengyi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingzhi Wengyi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Ing Wengyi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
Voice of Indonesia.
Semalam aku bermimpi bertemu dengan dirinya, ingin rasa untuk mengulang hangatnya cinta tadi malam.
Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi? Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki.
Oh beginikah rasanya, rasanya tak boleh lagi jatuh cinta. Namun mengapa dirinya seolah memberi harapan?
Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi? Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki.
Ketak is Balinese dance which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Ketak dance different from other dances in general. Ketak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Ketak in order.
Tahu datang hari ini, hari di mana ku melihat dia, yang tak ku bidik, yang tak ku cari, duga benih patah hati lagi. Tahu begini,
jika bisa memilih tak bertemumu, pasti
itu yang ku pilih. sangat indah. Tipikal klise ingin kau pikirnya. Entah ini ingin, entah ini sayang. Si hati rapuh tatang wahana. Oh lagi-lagi
yang tabarkan dalam ini oasis sendu.
Itu yang ku pilih.
Aku yang tak kuasa mengendali hati.
Tak sama ku pilih alam dan seluruh energinya. Apa dalam ciptanya arahku? Bila bukan untuk aku, hindariku dari patah hati itu.
Jika dia memang bisa untukku sini, dekat dan dekatlah. Dan jika dia memang bukan untukku,
are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
The Jakarta government is planning to establish 267 cooperatives at the Kelurahan level, with operations set to begin in October of this year. The governor, Pramono Agung, Jakarta governor, pointed out that the cooperative development plan aligns with Presidential Instruction Number 9 of 2025, which calls for expediting the establishment of cooperatives under the Red and White Village Cooperative Program. Anu highlighted that his administration had incorporated the 267 Kelurahan Cooperatives Plan into the Regional Medium Term Development Plan of the capital city. He remarked that the Jakarta Regional Development Planning Agency, or BAPEDA, has been tasked with coordinating the plan. The governor also outlined several key components of the plan, including the requirements for each village cooperative to have its own dedicated office building. Anung said, a coordination meeting on the Red and White Village Cooperative Program had been held on Wednesday morning, during which Ahmad Riza Patria, the Deputy Minister of Villages and Development Disadvantaged Regions and all Kelurahan is across Jakarta were present. So if you want to know more news and also information like this, make sure to stay updated with us, because we have accurate and reliable news from VOI and RRI stations across Indonesia from rri.co.id. rri.co.id is the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from a trusted source. Of course, from Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source with rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
analyzing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Mungkin kau ketemukan jawaban.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. And talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument. However, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is rindik. According to the history, rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including angklung. Although angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example, in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
From the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely ngundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bum bum dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bum bum dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Judicial Commission of Indonesia has provided an update on suspected ethical violations by Pontianak High Court judges who acquitted Yu Hao, a Chinese national, in a case involving illegal gold mining in West Kalimantan. Spokesperson Mukti Fajar Nur Dewata stated that the commission has collected information and statements pointing to potential ethical breaches and misconduct by the judges, prompting the development of an investigative team. President Prabowo Subianto pointed out a large amount of state expenditure on oil and gas imports, revealing that Indonesia spends approximately